Craig Pewter. That's a guy who is a big Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan.
That's Jeff Computer's brother. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-hosts Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Recording on Memorial Day, because yesterday was my wife's birthday. So, Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Happy birthday to Kate. I've been messing around with Indiana Jones in the Golden Circle, so that's been pretty fun.
How was that?
It's all right. It's been pretty fun. I like how exact they got Harrison Ford's voice. So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Walker, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. It's a nice day out here. We're enjoying Memorial Day. Happy birthday to Kate. Shout out to Kate. We love that. And I think we're gonna continue our tradition that we started, you know?
Yeah. We invented this. It's called a mock draft.
About 4 years ago, I think we created this.
Yeah, it's where you draft, but then you don't do anything with it. Most
right,
folks,
it's just
they
could call it a fake draft.
Yeah, most folks call that having a gambling addiction and being addicted to best ball, but we don't put money down for it. We
right,
don't do that.
That is correct.
We're not worried about week 17 correlations here. Getting into arguments about week 17 correlations. That's when you're definitely not in too deep.
Yeah, you are well adjusted.
Everything is going great. All right. So we've got four folks picking in this. We've got Mike's picking at pick 5. I'm at 7. Walker's at 11. And the Riz Goat, Craig, is picking at 12. This is a 12-team Super Flex League PPR. And we're just going to dive right into it. We're going to do same thing we always do, pause, talk about it. And then at the end, I ask the same questions. What pick do you wish you had back? What was your favorite pick? Say something nice about somebody else's team. All right, so we're going to start the draft. And this action cannot be undone. Makes it sound like we're sending nuclear codes. Oh, wow. Something interesting right off the rip. Computer took Jaden Daniels second in a super flex league. So we got Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson, and Ja'Marr Chase off the board. That's interesting. How do we feel about Jaden Daniels going second?
It's about right. No?
Oh, Mike says about right. Walker says not good.
I mean, I would say third, but, you know.
Walker, quibbling. Consider the Nits picked. Would you
that's
put
correct.
Lamar, is it Lamar Jackson over him?
Yeah.
Okay. Me pretending like we didn't just do ranking shows for content. All right. So, Mike, we're up to you. You're picking at 5th. You always have an interesting strategy. You can't press it too hard to get Derek Carr anymore. He's gone,
damn it.
Mike.
Damn it.
He's gone. Yeah, I mean, you can do it, but it won't work.
Rest in peace, Derek Carr.
That's right.
I'm going Jalen Hurts.
Mm. Okay, Jalen Hurts, then Joe Burrow, then it's on to me. I'm going to take this moment. Speaking of Derek Carr, I need to call out somebody I saw on Twitter. They posted their top quarterbacks in the league, and they put Derek Carr as quarterback 34, retired Derek Carr.
It was in the quiz. Not my fault.
I'm glad Walker realized I was talking about them.
Immediately, I knew you were talking about me 100%.
Retired quarterback Derek Carr, Walker's quarterback 34. All right. So we hit kind of a jump down at quarterback for me here because we've got Allen, Daniels, Jackson, Hurts, Burrow off the board. And then we're looking at Mahomes, Herbert, Caleb Williams, Drake May, CJ Stroud, Bo Nix, Cam Ward. Brock Purdy's way down here. Interesting. What did Walker make these ranks? So I'm going to go elsewhere here. I'm going to take the value falling to me here and get Justin Jefferson at pick 7. It's two running back, two wide receiver, and a flex. So I still think I have enough space here to pick up some value at wide receiver, but I just did not like that jump down. So Justin Jefferson at 7. Then we've got Gibbs, Brock Bowers, and Malik Nabers going. Malik Nabers going as wide receiver 3. So Walker just put Amon-Ra St. Brown on your team and move on.
I mean, that's probably what I'm going to do. Yeah. Looking. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
All right, so Amon-Ra St. Brown. Then the Riz Goat takes a double tap of wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb and Puka Nacua. Damn, so far.
I like that.
I like that. He also has the most fantasy points because he's the only one with two players. But if you're picking at the turn, like CeeDee Lamb, Puka Nacua, not bad, but he better come back with some quarterbacks or he's going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, this has really worked out great for me.
Yeah, who are you going to take? Let's see, who we got? BTJ Killer, Ashton Jeanty, Trey McBride, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Bijan Robinson, then Patrick Mahomes to Team 10, Caleb Williams, Ashton Jeanty. Then we're back to me. I feel like I could, let's see what quarterbacks are remaining here. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, we got 8. I doubt these guys are going to triple tap quarterback, although they're robots, so who knows? They are unfeeling. So I'm going to take a guy here that I'm going to end up with 2 top 8 wide receivers, Justin Jefferson and Brian Thomas, BTJ Killer, some call it the discount CeeDee Lamb and Puka Nacua. So I'm going to start there, and then we'll figure out from there. Justin Herbert to Team 6, then we're back to
I think we have a problem, guys.
What's the problem?
I think that these rankings that the computer's drafting off of might be Dynasty.
They're not. I specifically set up to not be Dynasty.
Okay.
Yeah. Why?
It's because the rookie ADPs are wild on some of these.
It's not drafting off of ADP. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it should be fine. Don't worry about ADP. We're fine.
Okay.
We're fine.
Then.
Unless Omarion Hampton goes very too soon, then we'll know. Then we'll know. All right, Mike, we're on to you. Yeah, because I don't think, looking at the running backs, like Gibbs, Jeanty, Robinson should be going before Saquon by our reckoning. I don't see anything too crazy yet. I do see Travis Hunter up here pretty high, but I wouldn't stress about it. All right. We're back to Mike. Mike, we're taking up all your time. So you got Jalen Hurts in the first round. Where are you looking in the second round?
Well, the name of the game is touchdown. So if the tush push doesn't work, they're going to hand the ball off. And guess who they're going to hand the ball off to?
Boom. Double Eagles.
Calling this guy damn Nick Sirianni over here. Mike's like, well, you know, if I'm going to go. You know, if they can't run it in or tush push it, well, they will pass it, and he's going to draft AJ Brown. But Trey McBride, Nico Collins, CJ Stroud, Travis Hunter, Drake May, Drake London, Jordan Love, Marvin Harrison off the board. Walker, I think you're right. This might be Dynasty.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to pause this to double check.
Yeah, because Travis Hunter and Drake May shouldn't be going this early.
Hold on. Pause draft. Draft settings. Yeah, scoring for rankings, 2 QB teams. All players reset, roster reset, draft order. No, it doesn't say anything about Dynasty. Because I can choose Dynasty. Yeah, it's great. I can choose Dynasty. So this is just somebody's going crazy. Somebody's drafting Tim Tebow in the first round. All right, Mike, we're back to you. Mike's going to take AJ Brown. Mike's going to take all Eagles.
That's not a bad idea to take AJ Brown, but I need quarterbacks, and especially with the 2 quarterback league here. And before it gets too far off, I'm going to go Bo Nix.
All right, Bosa Nix, Omarion Hampton, back to me. My gambit played off. Folks,
played off. My gambit played off.
Paid off.
There we go.
Look. I'm getting Walker's favorite quarterback here at pick 7 of the third round. It's flexi flex time, everybody. Going Brock Purdy as my quarterback 1 in the third round. Then we got Garrett Wilson, Ladd McConkey, Cam Ward. Back to Walker here.
Yeah.
Walker set up huge to take Jared Goff. Got to get that stack.
Stack. Yeah. I'm loving stacks. I'm going with the week every week correlation.
Damn.
No, I'm gonna. I think I'm gonna take. This is a guy who
All right,
I've
Chris
had some beef.
Collinsworth.
Yeah, this is a guy where I've
This
had some
is a
beef
guy.
with how I've had some beef with where people have him ranked overall in their receiver rankings. But at this point, I think he is the best overall player. So I'm gonna go with AJ Brown.
AJ Brown, all right, Devon Achane, Tet McMillan, then back to Walker. So AJ
Back to.
Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Brian Robinson. So you got two wide receivers, one running back. Where are we going here?
I don't know. I don't want to wait that long to get a quarterback. So yeah,
All right,
somebody's
Jared
spamming
Goff.
this shit emoji.
That would be me. Oh man, you can just. Okay, I was wondering what the poop emoji went to, but you can put a poop emoji next to the player that was just drafted.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my God. Come on.
Oh man, that rules. All right, so Jared Goff, then Sam Laporta, Jonathan Taylor, Rashee Rice, back to me. I've got Justin Jefferson, Brian Thomas. Don't any nobody's allowed. Nobody's allowed to put the poop emoji next to whoever. But nobody's allowed.
You know what's gonna happen.
It's not allowed. I'm gonna get my running back one here. My big beautiful boy, Bartholomew Irving. No, it was Buccaneers Irving,
Buccaneers
Bucky
Irving,
Irving,
yes.
in the fourth round. Then we got
Damn, I
Breece
didn't get
Hall. Yes, nobody can put the poop emoji because Breece Hall
it.
picked. All right, Breece Hall to the computer. Mike, you got Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, Bosa Nix. No wide receivers yet.
No wide receivers. That's going to change now. Going with finally the number one wide receiver in Seattle, and that's JSN, Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
That's Cooper Kupp. Oh,
Oh, Cooper
Walker hit it with the poop emoji. So JSN to
Kupp.
Mike, Travion Henderson, T. Higgins, Kyren Williams, Quinshon Judkins, James Cook, Rome Odunze, Chris Olave, Trevor Lawrence off the board. Back to Mike. Jalen Hurts, Bo Nix, Saquon Barkley, JSN. Where are we going next?
Wow, there's like, let's see, looking at the, dump.
I mean, I can hit that emoji if you want to. Dump. There we go.
Boom.
I'll go back to running
Boom.
back and stay in Seattle with Kenneth Walker.
Kenneth Walker, I think, is a huge value here. I think people are, oh my God, CMC. Okay, something's wrong with the rankings.
Yes.
Well, we missed it
I
entirely that
should have gone with
CMC hit.
CMC.
Guess what's gonna happen, Mike?
Can you switch
Change
that?
player. Change player. Hold on. Yes, I can. Hold on. Watch this. I'm gonna pause the draft. Pause draft. See.
He's pausing the draft. He paused it.
I'm gonna remove player.
Oh,
Change
moved.
player. Christian McCaffrey
Boom.
Thank you.
is
Wait.
on the is on the mics. Who put the poop emoji? Walker. Walker. All right, Devonta Smith. All right, Devonta Smith next. So, all right. Let's see. So I've got Purdy, Irving, Brian Thomas, Justin Jefferson. I almost took this guy last round, so I kind of feel like it'd be silly for me not to take him this, or yeah, for me not to take him this round. Folks, he got a bad rap for the Rams. Okay, he only got to start a few games, but now he's the king of Tampa Bay, Baker Mayfield. No, yes, poop emoji. No, he's gone. All right. So now I got Brock Purdy, Baker Mayfield, Bucky Irving, Brian Thomas, and Justin Jefferson. Going all in on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I guess. Chase Brown next, Kyler Murray, Josh Jacobs. We're back to Walker. Walker, you got one quarterback, two wide receivers, and a running back. The guy picking after you, Craig, has three wide receivers. So
He
interesting,
does.
interesting gambit on his end.
He does indeed. Let's see here. I'm gonna go with good old Derrick Henry.
Herrick Henry. All right, Bryce Young, DJ Moore. Oh man, your team took a shit, Craig. I'm sorry. Your quarterback one is Bryce Young.
Yikes.
Plop, 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 right in the toilet.
Right in the turlet. All right, Walker,
Right
just
in the toilet.
snap up Dak Prescott, and we can keep moving on. Oh, George Kittle, Zay Flowers, Tyreek Hill, Michael Penis, back to Jeff. Let's see.
I had to get George Kittle so that Jeff couldn't have him.
Son of a beesh. All right, let's see. Where am I going at tight end? Do I have to get Tyler Warren so Mike can't? Is this all just going to be spite-based drafting now? All right. Don't like these tight ends at this value. I'm going to stick around for my huge sleeper. His name's Kyle Pitts. Nobody's ever thought about drafting him before. Not really. Don't do that. I think that I will take a guy that I'm huge on in PPR this year, just like I am every year. Alvin Kamara. Just gonna PPR spam god. PPR spam god. Walker crying at Xavier Worthy going off the board.
That's right.
And then Mike, we're on to you.
Going with the number one wide receiver in Washington, and that's Terry McLaurin.
Terry McLaurin. I'm not gonna read off the computer taking 8 picks in a row. That's a bit much. All right, we're back to Mike.
Dang. Okay.
So Mike's got JSN and Terry McLaurin at wide receiver, CMC, Saquon Barkley, Bo Nix, and Jalen Hurts. Dang, Mike's got a good team.
Tight end, I'm going TJ Hockenson.
Hawk. All right. Rock Hawk. TJ Hawk. All right. All right, all right, all right. Oh, wow.
TJ Hawk.
What did I say?
No, I just said AJ Hawk.
Oh, okay. I was going to say AJ Hawk. I was like, I thought that's what you said. Oh, boy. So, let's see. I got Baker. I got Purdy. Should I just get Dak Prescott and completely blow up Walker's chance to have a good quarterback, too? You can have Jackson Dart, your favorite rookie quarterback.
Yep, that's right.
Let's see. I can take a wide receiver. I could take a... You know what? I'm going to go running back here. And, you know what's better than Najee Harris? Rookie Najee Harris. Caleb Johnson. Go Caleb Johnson here. A little bit ahead of Joe Mixon, David Montgomery.
Oh, I see Team 10 is like, oh, I see this guy likes Lions receivers. Let me get ahead of that.
Team 10 is spiting Walker. All right, so Walker... you can't get the triple stack with Jared Goff, but you can get David Montgomery. Just spamming all the players on the team.
That's true. And I am considering that very prominently. What do we got here? 2 running backs, 2 receivers. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we'll take Dak.
Dak, then Fields and Brandon Ayuk to the Riz Goat, and then we're back to Walker.
I was hoping Kirk was not going to take Justin Fields.
Well, now you're stuck.
Yeah. Between 2 guys, I think. Let me scroll down, make sure I'm not missing anybody, because some of these are weird, but... Yeah, I'm going to go with Jeff's favorite player, not non-49ers edition.
You're taking Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt in the 8th round?
Also non-rookies division.
Oh, you're taking James Conner?
That's a pretty good guess.
Oh, Mike Evans! Joe Mixon, Isaiah Pacheco, Tua Tagovailoa off the board. Back to me.
I am loving Team 8's quarterbacks. Michael Penix and Tua Tagovailoa. Absolutely no injury concerns there at all.
Not at all.
teammates going with one very specific quarterback strategy. No righties. Lefties only.
Lefties only, that's right. Call this shit the DSA.
Yeah. Woo! Damn, got him. This team is calling each other out for being mildly problematic. All right. All right. I think I'm going to snag a tight end. Just get one before things. Actually, you know what? I can wait another round. I'm going to wait another round. There's some more guys there out there. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take David Montgomery. Been talking about it. Nice. So now I've got 4 running backs. I'm probably done with running back at least for a while up until I take JCM at the end of the draft. So I got Bucky, Kamara, Caleb Johnson, David Montgomery. I don't see myself taking another running back for a while. So Matthew Golden off the board. Now we're on to you, Mike.
There's not much left, is there? Running back position.
There's a couple guys.
Yeah.
There's a couple. There's my current running back one by projections.
Jeff has done one team.
That's right. I make the same joke every year. Same joke every year. What did I do? I have him set up for 1,200 rushing yards. That's too many rushing yards.
Yeah, that's a little bit too much.
That's too many rushing yards. Oh, I see what I did.
Let's see. Injury prone, but still reliable, James Conner.
Yeah. All right, there we go. I fixed my projections. 1,037 rushing yards, 8 rushing touchdowns, 2 receiving touchdowns, 356 receiving yards. There we go. 356.11 receiving yards. Don't know how they're going to do it, but they're going to do it, folks. All right, then
1/9 of a receiving yard.
They're gonna do that thing where they just move the ball just a little bit. There's like, all right, yeah, we're gonna reposition this. Yeah. Alrighty. Man, 3 tight ends off the board. That was not what I was hoping would happen.
What y'all know about repositioning your balls?
That's right, folks. Folks, have that's gonna bring in today's sponsor. MeUndies. No. All right, Mike, we're back to you.
He's coming off a horrific injury, but still very much part of the passing game that passes a lot, and that's Chris Godwin.
All right, nice. So Chris Godwin. So now we're back to me, baby, and it worked out. It all worked out. Jonnu Smith, Miami Dolphins. You are now on Jeff's team.
Jonnu.
Kyle Pitts went off the board. Now it's to Walker. Walker's still Oh no, you do have a tight end. George Kittle. I'm gonna remove from your roster.
Hey, no. Please don't do that.
Bye.
He's giving poop, so
I'm waiting for Walker to pick. I'm just gonna be spamming the poop emoji.
Yeah, he's going nuts on that poop emoji. I only have 2 running backs. So I could go a running back. Are there any quarterbacks that are like standing out to me here? In terms of fantasy production? No. Definitely not. Okay.
You could get Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, I could. we're going all variants.
Yeah, just going all in on that.
Man, this is tough. Oh no, it's not tough. Never mind.
Devontae Adams got the poop emoji. Ricky Pierce, all Tucker Kraft, back to Walker.
Back to me, and I'm going to go with another one of Jeff's boys.
Tony Pollard.
Yes.
He's not one of my boys.
I know. I was making fun of it because you're a Tyjae Spears guy.
Yeah, because they're the same guy. The dumbest thing I've ever said. All right. That's not even close to the dumbest thing I've ever said.
This is definitely not.
All right, back to me. Back to me, folks. I've got 4 running backs, 2 quarterbacks, a tight end, only 2 wide receivers. Let's see what we got at wide receiver here. I'm going to go with Daniel Jones's number one target, Michael Pittman.
Pittman.
Sorry, Mike. Cortland Sutton. Now we're on to Mike.
I think he has 1 year left and should still make it a good year with very good weapons and a new weapon in Devontae Adams, and that's Matthew Stafford.
Ooh, all right. Stafford, Tyrone Tracy. The robots are slowing down. They don't know who they want to pick.
That bitch.
they're struggling.
Folks. They are struggling. They're like us.
Yes. In particular. it's hurt every single season, but as my 4th running back, I don't mind. He will definitely get a lot of looks as a starting running back until he gets hurt or misses a week, and that's Aaron Jones.
All right.
Good pick.
Team 6. Can we talk about what the hell is Team 6 doing, man? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight wide receivers.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Damn.
They're
number one tight end, Cade Otton. Well, Mike's gonna like that.
Cade Otton, yeah. Baby, let's go.
Mike loves it. It's ironic that they have Matthew Golden because they're going with the Packers strategy of just getting a bunch of wide receiver twos and threes and hoping it works out. All right. Speaking of wide receiver twos, I honestly don't think that this guy is as toasted as a lot of people think he is. He fucking got hospitalized for pneumonia, and then he was bad after that. But before that, he was good. Now he's playing with Jaden Daniels, new offense. Okay. I'm going to go with Debo Samuel here.
Nice. Debo.
Debo is my wide receiver four. All right, then we're on to Walker. Walker, you can't take the Tony Pollard, Tyjae Spears double dip. I'm sorry. I know you want to lock up as much of that prolific Tennessee Titans offense as you can, but...
Hey, Cam Ward might be Captain Dump off this year. You never know.
Yeah, he might be Captain Dump, too.
Captain taking a dump.
Captain! Captain's log.
Yeah.
That's right.
Big old log.
Absolutely. 100%. Oh, boy. I think I got a plan here.
All right. Jacoby Myers, J.K. Dobbins, Evan Ingram off the board. Now back to Walker. Walker taking.
I'm stacking it.
Geno.
Big Geno. All right.
Then we're back to me. All right. Let's see. Justin, speaking of stacking it. Oh, no, he went off the board. Damn it. I thought J.J. McCarthy was still on the board. Speaking of stacking it, Jackson Dart and whoever I take next round. Yeah, Jackson Dart's the last guy that I feel good about. No, I don't feel good. I'm going to go with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's the last guy I feel good. There we go. Sam Darnold, he's worst case scenario, he starts all 17 games. And he's Sam Darnold.
Jeff, I don't... Wait, no, I don't feel good.
Wait, I don't like this. I am loving this. Wait, on second thought, I hate this.
I'm not liking this at all.
All right, Bashel Tootin off the board, and then we're on to Mike.
Tootin win, huh?
Yeah.
Gotta have a poop emoji.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, gotta hit that poop. Hold on, gotta hit that poop emoji. There we go.
Well, you guys can't be the only one hitting that. So.
Yeah, that's right. We got the triple poop emoji.
Well, I'll go with the other wide receiver in Seattle, Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp. All right. Rashad Cooper White, Pat Freiermuth.
Cooper Kupp.
Vincent.
Oh, no.
Juwan
I was going to take Juwan Jennings here.
Jeff's plan.
My plan.
Oh, no. Brooks went.
That's interesting.
Who? What? Who went?
Brooks.
Jonathan Brooks.
Oh, yeah. His leg doesn't work.
His leg might not work anymore.
Hold on. Remove player. There we go. Jalen Warren. It was Jalen Warren this time.
Sticking with the Philadelphia team, Dallas Goedert.
Okay.
Cole Kmet. Oh, man. Team six. Cade Otton, Cole Kmet, double tap, tight end room. Very interesting move there. All right. I'm going for
all of these 6-yard targets.
That's right. I'm going to get this guy now before Walker takes him to spite me as a bit. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt.
Oh, I wasn't going to do that. I'm going to be honest. I was not going to do that. all right. What are we looking at? Not much of anything.
We're looking at a draft board.
Yeah, we are looking at a draft board. That's correct.
We're looking at it very closely.
We're looking at it so intently, you wouldn't even believe how intently we're looking at it, folks.
They say nobody's ever looked at it so intensely before. Walker, take Lucky Jackson.
Mock draft, it's a brand new word, and people haven't said it before, but it's a really beautiful word. Not a very big word.
Big, beautiful draft.
That's right. We're going to go with a guy who just tore his knee up.
Jonathan Brooks?
Jonathan Brooks.
No, Stephon Diggs. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong team. Jaden Blue. All right, Walker. Back to you.
I was actually thinking about taking Jaden Blue.
That's why my thing is so messed up. It still has Jacko searched. I'm like, who are all these players? How did we draft like 35 tight ends? Because there is no good tight ends left.
Oh, okay. Let me see here. Do I want to get a backup tight end in case Kittle dies?
He'll never die. He's real to me. Get Tyler Shuck, your favorite quarterback.
Oh, that's not my favorite quarterback. Well, I think because, you know, I am technically carrying on the legacy of Evan. I think the last pick should be a bit.
All right.
And we've been doing a lot of poop emojis. So I'm going to go with Rico Doodoo.
Rico Doodoo, baby. All right. Then we're back to me. Last pick. Mine will also be a bit. He's not. Oh, I'm in the wrong position. Okay. Mine will also be a bit. In honor of the poop emojis, my last pick will be Deuce Vaughn.
Yes. Is it Mike? Is there a poop joke that you can do?
Oh my God, the pressure is on.
You got to relieve that pressure, bud.
Yeah, I do. Huh?
Miralax.
Well, sometimes it comes out as a chub, so.
Oh, damn. All right. Let's go, baby. Nick Chubb, Tank Dell, Jalen Coker, Cedric Tillman. All right, Javonte Williams. Oh, I hate how it gets rid of the player board or the player pool once everybody's picked. Here, let me do this. Hold on. Let me do this. Oh, man, I have no more controls. Fuck. All right. So let's run down our teams real quick. I'll start with Mike. Mike, you've got Jalen Hurts at Bo Nix at quarterback with Matthew Stafford backing them up. At wide receiver, you have JSN, Terry McLaurin, Chris Godwin, and Cooper Kupp. At running back, you got Saquon, CMC, James Conner, Aaron Jones, and Nick Chubb. And at tight end, you have TJ Hockenson and Dallas Goedert. How are you feeling if you were to go into the season with this team?
I feel pretty strong. It's just whether I'm going to be able to get through week four with most of these guys, not landing on the injury report. If they avoid injury, then I like it a lot. But with this history, yeah, it's going to be almost impossible to not end up on a lot of injury reports.
You could have one starting running back by week four. CMC, James Conner, Aaron Jones, Nick Chubb, all injury history, all getting... Nick Chubb isn't even on a team.
He's not even on a team, right?
Yeah, but that was for the bit. All right. My team, I got Brock Purdy, Baker Mayfield with Sam Darnold backing up them. Wide receiver, I have Justin Jefferson, Brian Thomas, Michael Pittman, Deebo Samuel. Running back, I got Bucky, Alvin Kamara, Caleb Johnson, David Montgomery, and Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. And at tight end, I just have Jonnu Smith. I feel all right about this team, especially because they're still tight. I was going to take a tight end, but I had to make the Deuce Vaughn joke. But there's still tight ends on the waiver wire that I still feel good about. So I didn't really feel the need to take a second one. So I'm pretty happy that I was able to get Purdy in the third, Brock 30 IMO. And then Baker Mayfield in the fifth, Baker May 5th IMO.
Baker January 6th.
Oh, whoa. Hello. That would be Nick Bosa. This isn't an IDP league. By the way, speaking of January 6th, I'm watching Bob's Burgers through on Hulu, and it's very funny that one of the guys on Bob's Burgers was at January 6th.
That is correct. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I just think it's very funny. All right, Walker, your team, Goff, Prescott, Geno. Wide receivers are Sun God, A.J. Brown, Mike Evans, Devontae Adams, Jacoby Myers, and Stephon Diggs. That's a hell of a 2023 wide receiver room. Bijan, Derrick Henry, Tony Pollard, and Rico Doodoo as your running backs. Tight end George Kittle, how you feeling?
Pretty good. Kind of like Mike, I do have a lot of guys who could get hurt here. You know, Derrick Henry, old. AJ Brown misses a couple games a year. George Kittle misses a couple games a year. Mike Evans, old. Dak Prescott, old. Davante Adams, old. Stephon Diggs, old. Geno, old. So, you know, I took some of the old values, but also that's a risk. I think that I've got enough point scorers that even on bye weeks and injury fill-ins, I can get by. And then at like quarterback and tight end, when I was able to get Kittle, I just thought that was enough. I didn't really feel like I needed to take a backup at that point because they're never going to get in the lineup anyway. And then with quarterback,
the Niners don't have a bye, I think, until week 14. So you're 14, not even thinking about it. You're not even thinking about it until 3 months into the season.
Right.
Yeah.
And then at quarterback, I mean, Goff is stable option, which I like in a super flex league. Dak, same kind of thing. And then Geno could be really good, you know, this year for fantasy if he throws a lot of touchdowns. Probably not, though. But at worst, he can fill in for Dak in week 10.
Okay. Any picks you wish you would made differently?
Yeah, I kind of wish I would have just taken the upside on Fields at 7-11 and not gotten sniped by Craig.
Yeah, freaking Craig.
Yeah, I was just the way the team set up, I felt like Fields would have been a really good addition to this roster. Not that I'm upset with Dak, but yeah, I have Dak projected for more points, but I think Fields would win me more weeks.
Gotcha. It was me. Given how my team shook out, I probably would have. I don't know. There's a few picks that I'm like, should I have done that? Maybe, maybe not. But I was kind of letting the draft come to me, so it's not like I was like, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. I guess probably taking, leaving Cooper Kupp. So I guess taking Deebo Samuel, because he was my last wide receiver, leaving Cooper Kupp on the board. because instead of Deebo, I could have gotten Kupp or Juwan Jennings, who I both think will have good seasons. And I'm just kind of like building in like a lot of risk with Deebo,
given your wide receiver depth is not great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, Michael Pittman, who knows?
Yeah. So if I had gotten Juwan Jennings or Cooper Kupp there, I would feel a lot better. Or honestly, who was still on the board at that point? Even Jacoby Myers, I'm not bullish on this year because of them adding so many weapons. I feel like there's gonna be a lot of like
Calvin Ridley.
I don't like Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley's my annual bust pick. So,
I mean, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, sure, well, I could have gotten.
He's gonna be the number one. But
yeah, I could have gotten Stephon Diggs there. All right, Mike.
You got your boy, TyJ Spears.
Blech. He's the same as Tony Pollard. Mike, which pick do you wish you had back?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Probably Cooper Kupp.
Really?
Yeah.
Where would you have gone instead?
It's pretty Juwan Jennings was available. Maybe Jennings.
So what you're saying is I ruined your team. Because if I had taken Deebo and I had taken Cooper Kupp there, you would have taken Juwan Jennings. So I ruined Mike's team. Sorry, Mike.
You ruined it completely.
So I got that.
I made it happen. All right. Do we want to do Guy of the Week?
Let's do it.
Okay. I forgot to pull it up. So just give me 1 second.
You're good. Don't worry about it. You're good.
Yeah. While we're talking about that, on-air production meeting. What are we doing next week, folks? We want to get into some team previews.
We can do that. We can start with our divisions, maybe.
Yeah, let's go, baby. All right, we're going to do that next week. And I've got my boy. All right, I've got my guy.
All right. I think Mike started last time. No, I started because I was in first. So, Mike, you start.
Pro Bowls.
He made 0 Pro Bowls.
Ooh. Whoa. Did he play defense?
No.
Okay. So he's fantasy relevant, Mike, because he said no offensive lineman.
He could be a fullback. No, I wouldn't do that.
Speaking of fullbacks, is he a running back?
No.
Is he a tight end?
No.
Wide receiver.
Correct. No Pro Bowl wide receiver. It's Quentin Patton.
That'd be funny. It's Kendrick Ings.
Correct. No. I can answer no questions on him.
Did he ever have a 1,000-yard season?
Yes.
Okay.
Did he ever have 100 catches?
100 catches? No.
Okay. Is he retired?
Yes.
Did he retire in the last 5 years?
Yes.
Did he play predominantly in the NFC?
See, this is where I'm not sure. I was trying to figure out how I was going to answer this question. He played 6 seasons in the NFC and 5 seasons in the AFC. Wow, so I'm just going to give you that. So
okay,
not predominantly, but the majority in the NFC.
Did he play in the AFC South?
He did.
Okay.
3 more questions and you get a hint.
Alan Hearns?
Huh?
Alan Hearns?
No.
Okay.
Did he play for the Texans?
No. All right, if Walker doesn't get it, then you both get a hint.
I'll just say, did he play for the Colts?
No.
Okay.
Your hint is he has a Football Absurdity approved nickname. One that was given to him by Football Absurdity.
Okay.
Jaguars.
Yes.
Jaguars receiver at some point.
Mm-hmm.
At 1,000 yards. Never made a Pro Bowl though. Weird. Retired in the last 5 years. Did he wear a number in the 80s?
Yes.
Okay.
For the first team he played for.
Did he make the Super Bowl?
No. Wait. No.
No. Okay.
Ooh, I think I got a good one for you guys. You guys are at 17.
17. We have 4 questions left. Okay. Yeah. I still don't know it. We don't have enough questions for that, I don't think.
What was that?
Did he play in the NFC North?
He did.
Okay.
So we're back to Mike. We're up to 18. We've got 3 left.
of 5 years.
It goes 5 years.
Like, I know.
5 years in the AFC, 6 years in the NFC.
No 100 catches. Didn't make 1,000 yards.
He made 1,000 yards once.
Oh, he did. He did make 1,000 yards one time. But no Pro Bowl.
But no Pro Bowl.
I would ask if he's all pro, but if he never made the Pro Bowl, he probably never made
it. Yeah, that would be really weird.
No kidding.
AFC Championship.
Shit. Nope. All right. All right. I will give you your last hint. You're up to 19 questions, which means you each get one more.
Yep.
These are the wide receivers that made the Pro Bowl over him in the year that he had 1,000 yards.
Okay.
Antonio Brown, Amari Cooper, T.Y. Hilton, A.J. Green, Emmanuel Sanders, Jarvis Landry, and Demaryius Thomas in the AFC. I can't give you more hint than that. In the NFC, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, Larry Fitzgerald, Mike Evans, Dez Bryant, and Doug Baldwin. I didn't want to tell you which, if it was an AFC or an NFC year. I just wanted to give you the everybody.
Yeah.
When you said AFC, you said North, right?
Uh-huh. And to recap, NFC North, AFC South. Well, you asked NFC North, yes. NFC North, yes. AFC South, yes.
Okay. And he played for the Jaguars.
Yes. That's not a question. That was a recap. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Walker's last question.
Do I get one more guess after I'm out of questions?
Nope. Question done. Sure. I'll give you both one last guess. We haven't gotten this far before. So you'll get 21 questions and then one guess. You don't get to ask another question after these two.
Right.
Make it count.
Did he play for the Chicago Bears?
No.
Okay.
No. Ah, shit.
Damn, Mike. another player that made the Pro Bowl the year he didn't make it. Ha ha, Clinton Dix. Just reminding you of that name.
Nice.
A plus name. Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
I thought I had it. That's why I'm upset.
Oh, you thought it was a bear?
Yeah, I thought. I thought I had the guy. I'm wrong. Play for the Bears. You play for the Jaguars.
He didn't play for the Bears.
He did not play for the Bears.
Oh,
he
did not play for the Bears.
Yeah.
Well, then I wouldn't have been right, regardless. I don't know what kind of question I could ask. You play for the Vikings.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Walker, your final guess.
Marvin Jones.
God damn it.
I got it. Unbelievable.
Yes.
Fucking shit, dude. I thought I had you guys.
Come on.
I thought I had you guys. God damn it, Walker. I had to be like, yo, I'll give you one last guess. If I hadn't have done that, I would be victorious.
It's true. Jeff opened the door just a crack.
And Walker kicked it in.
I kicked it in, buddy.
Yeah.
I kicked Marvin it right
Jones
off
Jr., yeah. Yeah, Marvin Jones Jr. had 1,100 yards and 9 touchdowns for the 2017 Detroit Lions. Never made a Pro Bowl.
Detroit Lions.
Yeah, when it wasn't Bears, because I was thinking maybe Allen Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's exactly who I was thinking too.
Right, and so
that's what I was hoping was a good decoy was Allen Robinson.
I wanted to eliminate or confirm Bears. So got rid of Bears, and then when I was thinking about it, I was like, oh shit, it could be a Lions legend.
It is Lions legend, right. Marvin. And then, do you remember the football absurdity nickname?
Oh yeah, he's God, he's
well, lead coin
wife material.
Wife material.
Yes. Marvin Wife Material Jones. God. Yes, dude.
Because you go have your dalliances with everybody else, and then you just come back to old reliable.
You come crawling back to Marvin Jones, wide receiver 22 on the season.
The old ball and chain, Marvin Jones.
Bunt Cakes himself.
Oh, dude. Nothing Bunt Cakes, huge clutch. If you if you're gluten-free, they're gluten-free Bunt Cakes. Not bad. They only make them in the minis, though.
The Bundt Cakes, I like nothing Bundt Cakes. It's good. Not sponsored, but if you want to, I'd take it.
Marvin, if you're listening.
Yes, Marvin Jones, please allow us to sponsor your Nothing Bundt Cakes store in Troy.
Specifically. That's fine. I'd allow it. Okay, we'll be back next week. We're going to start team previews, mostly so we don't have to think about what we're doing for the next 8 weeks. Let's go. All right. Bang. For Mike and Walker, this is Chef. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.